much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will raise tariffs on all goods imported from nearly 70 countries beginning in a week. However, there are questions about the legality of the trade policies in the first place. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs are facing serious legal challenge. On Thursday, federal appeals court judges grilled administration lawyers, appearing to doubt that the president has the authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval. The administration has already lost in the lower courts on this. This is almost certain to go to the Supreme Court.
Posting on social media today, the president is also calling for the Federal Bank's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell in lowering interest rates. He also calls Powell a, quote, moron. Jobs numbers from the Labor Department out this morning. School teacher suspected of stabbing a mother and father to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas will be in court today. Police say he acted alone. This is ABC News. Los Angeles continuing to try to clear out homeless encampments, including one in Van Nuys. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling out protesters who've tried to stop it.
We cannot accept Angelenos living like this. Some people actually fight for people to stay in these kind of conditions, and how dare they sleep in a comfortable bed at night, come here and advocate for people to stay in these kind of conditions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he wants a special election in November so voters can have a say on new congressional redistricting. He says Texas is doing it, so California will too.
We're here to provide a pathway in 26, 28, and in 2030 for congressional maps on the basis of a response to the rigging of the system.
Newsom says he's spoken to state legislators and congressional members about the idea. This is ABC News.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues an air quality advisory until noon today. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing the issue. Conditions are expected to improve slowly today, but things may remain smoky, hazy, and unpleasant through the weekend. An Appleton paper products manufacturer is in trouble with the U.S. Department of Labor for exposing employees to dangerous energy and machine guarding hazards after an employee lost two fingertips. OSHA conducted three investigations at Progressive Converting Incorporated. The OSHA citations allege three repeat, 13 serious, and three other than serious violations for failing to guard machinery properly, not having energy control procedures, and not providing proper training for employees. Progressive Converting now has 15 days to pay a $280,000 fine, request a conference with OSHA, or contest the findings. I've lost count at how many there are, but Savannah Tomei Olson reports on another lawsuit that Wisconsin is filing against the Trump administration.
The state has been part of dozens of these cases now. One of the latest is over funding to Planned Parenthood. The new federal budget cuts off all Medicaid money for health care services at Planned Parenthood. Now, federal funding cannot be used to support any abortion costs. It's been that way since the Hyde Amendment was first passed in 1977. So this provision in the federal budget cuts off Medicaid reimbursement for other services in health care, like cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. Attorney General Josh Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
WGBW.
It's been a hard
hang on.
last for an hour. That's all right, cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents and local law enforcement and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog.
I'm not told.
Yeah, even a bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, hey, la,
things will be fine. My reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey, la, hey, la.
the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are pony on the spinning wheel ride.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
After only 7 months in his position, Ronald Sari, the interim head of Wrightstown Schools, is resigning, effective tomorrow. A joint statement from the school district and Sari said that following recent changes to the school board, the board's decided to pursue new leadership. Sari was named interim administrator in January when Superintendent Andy Space retired early. Since then, the school board of 7 gained 4 new members following a recall, an election, and resignations of other board members. Onyx Partners is buying 119 JCPenney stores, including the one in the Fox River Mall. The $947 million deal is expected to close in September. There's no word on what will happen to the Grand Chute store. JCPenney has 9 other locations in Wisconsin, including one in Ashwaubenon, that will not be affected by the sale. The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Green Bay weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
WGBW. Bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad, inside, outside USA. Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohini Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing, serving USA. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA.
someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions, I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s, the Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WISTateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Come away, come away.
We're going up around the bend.
Give us the greens. everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome. Mama, don't take my coat.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've gotten in new numbers on the U.S. economy reflecting how companies are trying to plan with the Trump tariffs looming. The Labor Department showing just 73,000 jobs were added in July. And there was a huge revision on the number of jobs we thought had been created in May and June. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
That revision for the prior 2 months, for May and June, 258,000 fewer jobs added. That means in those 2 months, just 33,000 jobs were added. I think what you're starting to see is businesses are having a hard time planning for the future, expanding payrolls and hiring more people because they simply don't understand what their costs are going to be going forward.
The White House announcing that previously announced tariffs on about 60 countries will be kicking in next week. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visiting one of the aid distribution sites set up jointly by the United States and Israel. The UN says more than 1,000 Palestinians have died trying to get aid at those sites since Israel reclosed the borders. This is ABC News. We're learning more about the knife attack that left a couple hiking on an Arkansas state park trail dead last weekend. Here's ABC News Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities releasing heartbreaking new details about how Kristen and Clinton Brink fought to protect their daughters, only 7 and 9 years old, from the horrors that were unfolding.
They absolutely protected those girls to their fullest extent.
According to police, the girl's father was attacked first, and then his wife rushed to get their children out of harm's way.
And then the mom ran back to try to help the father, and police say was then killed. Troubling details revealed during a hearing Thursday about the flooding in Texas Hill Country. Kerr County Emergency Management Coordinator revealing he was sleeping as floodwaters slept through the region, killing more than 100 people in his county. Kerr County judge also says the extreme weather event was not forecast by the National Weather Service in a timely manner. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues an air quality advisory until noon today. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing the issue. Conditions are expected to improve slowly today, but things may remain smoky, hazy, and unpleasant through the weekend. An Appleton paper products manufacturer is in trouble with the U.S. Department of Labor for exposing employees to dangerous energy and machine guarding hazards after an employee lost two fingertips. OSHA conducted three investigations at Progressive Converting Incorporated. The OSHA citations allege three repeat, 13 serious, and three other than serious violations for failing to guard machinery properly, not having energy control procedures, and not providing proper training for employees. Progressive Converting now has 15 days to pay a $280,000 fine, request a conference with OSHA, or contest the findings. I've lost count at how many there are, but Savannah Tomei Olson reports on another lawsuit that Wisconsin is filing against the Trump administration.
The state has been part of dozens of these cases now. One of the latest is over funding to Planned Parenthood. The new federal budget cuts off all Medicaid money for healthcare services at Planned Parenthood. Now, federal funding cannot be used to support any abortion costs. It's been that way since the Hyde Amendment was first passed in 1977. So this provision in the federal budget cuts off Medicaid reimbursement for other services in healthcare, like cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. Attorney General Josh Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay.
are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.